You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Macomb County commissioners are turning to a rather obscure state law to help them get the county clerk's office back on track and possibly remove County Clerk Karen Spranger. The commissioners are hoping this state law will force Spranger to answer questions about the way she's run the office and the many problems that have piled up since the Republican took office in January. With us now, Macomb County Commissioner Leon Drolet. Carmela Saba was the longtime Macomb County clerk, decades. How would you describe the way the office was running under her?
I would say the clerk's office was kind of invisible under Carmela Saba in the sense that there really was never any problems. The elections were run as one would expect elections to run, and the clerk's office was uncontroversial and efficient.
And now under Karen Spranger?
It's controversial and inefficient. Actually, you learn a lot about the clerk's office when it's not working properly. For example, positions are not being filled when there's vacancies in the office. There is much longer waits for citizens when they want to get a record, whether it's a death certificate or a transfer record. The courts are way behind in having their paperwork filed, which is causing a lot of problems for those involved in the court system, whether it's attorneys or citizens in other capacities. The elections seem to be running well, and I know the clerk's office staff, they're somewhat besieged, is doing the best they can under very difficult circumstances. But there's a lot of things that just aren't running the way they used to run.
And so practically speaking, what does this mean for people in Macomb County on the ground?
On the ground, it means that people who are going through the court system may face longer delays. People who are going to the court to get records, whether it's a birth certificate or a death certificate or a property document, may face longer waits. And there's also internal issues. Traditionally, the clerk's office collects revenue every day from people who come and pay for documents and then has them sent over to the treasurer's office at night by a sheriff's deputy, along with appropriate paperwork documenting those funds. Well, the treasurer's office has been getting money coming over sporadically without proper documentation. We don't know exactly how much money was supposed to be there because that paperwork's not being done properly. The people who used to do the paperwork are on administrative leave because there have been so many conflicts between the staff and the clerk. So there's a lot of holes that are being filled. And when the clerk has come before the Board of Commissioners and asked to answer questions, we're not sure what was said after she's done talking. It's very, very unclear to us. But one thing that is clear is that there's enormous problems in the clerk's office right now.
And so the state law, MCL 46.11, what does it do?
It's a state law I've never heard of in all my years of being involved in politics. But apparently, it allows for an elective body to demand a report under oath of an administrator, including a clerk, to answer questions under oath specifically. I think the County Board of Commissioners now hopes that perhaps under oath, with very specific questions being asked, we have a better shot at getting answers that are understandable.
And I'm actually looking at this list of questions, and it's digging into every aspect, from budget to staffing to what email addresses Karen Spranger has been using. And to what point? What's the goal here?
There are two goals. One is to get answers to some of those questions. I mean, every department submits a budget to the Board of Commissioners on a timely basis for its approval. The clerk's office did not submit a budget, and certainly not on a timely basis, didn't fill out the forms properly. Essentially, the county executive's office had to submit something of a continuation budget in lieu of an actual budget. So there's a lot of budget questions that the county has. But frankly, if Clerk Spranger does not comply with the requirements of this law, there's a possibility that she could be legally removed. And we're at the point, unfortunately, in Macomb County, where we're facing some pretty dire options. Either we have to continue to operate with a clerk's office that doesn't appear to be functional in any satisfactory way for years to come, or the clerk has to be removed or leave office. There's a number of initial attempts for many months after her initial election to see if there's something that can be done to work out, whether it's more help from the executive department or commissioners offering to work with her. But none of those things seem to have worked out.
Is it time for Karen Spranger to go, in your view?
I don't see where we have another choice at this point. It's nothing personal against Ms. Spranger. I just don't think that she's up to that particular role. She's just not up to it. And as much as I feel bad for her as a person and don't like to see politicians sort of coalesce around somebody and appear to be picking on them, our biggest obligation has to be to the citizens and the taxpayers. And the citizens and taxpayers need the office of the clerk's office to run. If it comes between the citizens and taxpayers or being nice to elected officials, I think we've got to side with the citizens. And we've gotten, as commissioners, frustrated residents saying, what are you going to do about that clerk? And the answer is, we're not sure. There is no easy way to, you know, to have an elected official who's been duly elected removed, and that's probably the right thing to not have an easy way. But every now and then you've got these weird circumstances where it appears to be necessary.
Macomb County Commissioner Leon Drillette, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.